Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome to Locked On Eagles. I'm Teron Davenport, your host, and today's show is brought to you by none other than SeatGeek. Be sure to download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOEAGLES. That'll get you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. What we're going to do in this show is get into the offensive line. It's only right that we talk a little bit about this depth chart and how things are reshuffling with the likelihood of Lane Johnson being suspended for X amount of games. We're not sure if it's going to be 10 games, 6 games, 8 games, what it's going to be. There's a lot of variables that are working into that. You have the first suspension, which was due to Adderall, and that's a substance that is no longer banned. So the 10-game suspension could be reduced. It may not be. There's just so much going on. We're still waiting on the B sample to come back, and that way they'll find out for sure if the samples were positive for the performance enhancer. We went over what peptide is. You guys understand that part of it. So we're kind of beating the horse to death with this Lane Johnson thing. So we're going to move on from it. But what we have to look at is what has now happened because of the suspension. Right tackle has now become a position that they have to address. So the way the Eagles are addressing this new void that they have is that they're moving Allen Barber, who was the starting left guard, over to right tackle. And the way practice has gone over the last 3 days has been Isaac Seumalo working with the at left guard with the first team. And it's interesting because you have Steven Wisniewski, who was taking first team reps at right guard. And Seumalo had been out minicamp, OTAs, and he had, I talked to him after one of the practices, and he was just talking about how it's a little bit harder for him to play as fast because he's still learning the scheme. But one thing I will say is the Eagles, their coaching staff, Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, Jeff Stoutland, these guys really like Isaac Seumalo, and he does give them an option. And, you know, when you look at their draft, he is the guy that I had said I felt would start the quickest, you know, be the guy who would have the best opportunity to start. We looked at Wendell Smallwood. There was a possibility there, but obviously Ryan Matthews is there. Also, Jalen Mills was a guy that may have come in and got some starts at corner. But I think the best situation for the Eagles as far as who would have the best chance to start was Seumalo. So when you look at Seumalo, he's a guy that, you know, he can make the blocks that you need. He knows how to break down in space and throw accurately. And when I say throw accurately, I'm talking about cutting, cut block. You know, when you are running a scheme with these zone type of concepts, you have to be able to cut block on the backside of the run. As I mentioned before, they're going to do a lot of runs to the right. So they're going to now run. It used to be behind Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson, but now it's going to be behind Brooks and Allen Barber. And I still think that this team is going to be a right-handed team. So that being said, when they run to the right, that cutback is going to come back to the left. And that's where Seumalo comes into play, because he's going to need to make that backside cut block to open up that cutback lane for the running backs, who are going to have the liberty to shift running lanes. And that's one of the things that you'll see when you look at a runner like a Ryan Matthews. He's a guy that has a pretty good jump cut. You know, he can move laterally and not lose a whole lot of speed. It's something that you'll see out of Wendell Smallwood as well. Sproles, he doesn't have to jump cut. His feet are just so fast that he'll just shift holes very easily, and he just kind of pops out from behind the offensive line. But when you look at Seumalo, you look at Jason Peters as well, these are guys that are going to have to hold it down on the left side. So right now, the way it looks, you have Jason Peters at left tackle, Seumalo at left guard, obviously Kelsey at center, Brandon Brooks at right guard, Alan Barber at right tackle. So by taking Lane Johnson out of the picture, you now have three guys playing that you out of position. You know, and I'm not going to say out of position, but you have three guys, or actually two guys, playing positions that you did not think they would be playing necessarily, because the job was named the starter. You know, Alan Barber was named the starter, so the job of left guard was his to lose, and obviously they were going to compete. But now, like I said, Barber's moved to right tackle, and you got Seumalo coming in. So there's some shuffling along the offensive line. They went ahead and they released Bunch, so he's out of the picture. But what's the depth behind it? That's what we also want to look at. Who do you have to play after, or not even play, but to give you depth? Now, Dennis Kelly is a guy, he's very big, but at 6'8", and he's a right guard and a right tackle, and he's giving you starts there, but it's just something that's not working with him. There's something, and in watching him in practice, I'm seeing a guy like a Steven Means, a guy like a Marcus Smith, but especially Steven Means, just get up underneath him and drive him back to the quarterback, and you can't have that. That pressure, you can't allow that pressure from the outside, especially when you have, some of the zone read, the read option schemes that they're going to work. And you have to be able to keep that defensive end from setting the edge. So there's a lot that goes into that part of it with Dennis Kelly. Then you look at Big V, having him in the picture. He's still a developmental guy out of TCU. He's a guy that, has the size, he has athleticism for the position, but he's still learning how to be involved in a true pro offense where you actually take your seven steps. Because your drops as an offensive lineman are synchronized with the quarterback. So you're taking seven steps from time to time. You're taking five as well, and it's not always just three steps. So that's something else to keep into the picture. And what we're going to do right now is just shift gears real quick. And I want to tell you about an opportunity for you to save money on tickets to any event. And that's through SeatGeek. Buying tickets online for sports and concert has always been a confusing process. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show that you want to go to. None of the other ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek, they're different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans and guys like myself who are fans of sport other than football to buy and sell tickets. That works for concerts too. My personal experience, like I said, I bought tickets to a Drake concert through SeatGeek. It's always the first place I go to for tickets to a game or a concert. I have the app on my phone, and like I said, I used it the other day. Everything about it is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparisons for you by searching multiple ticket sites, and it ensures that you get the best deal possible. SeatGeek does all the work. You save the time and money. Can't get any better than that. But actually, it can. My listeners, you guys, could get a $20 rebate off your first purchase at SeatGeek by using the password LOEAGLES. You see, SeatGeek, all it wants to do is get you the most bang for your buck. And that's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade, and it's all based off of value. You'll see any underpriced seats, and you'll be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. To get your $20 rebate on your tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo, enter the promo code LOEAGLES. That's all caps. SeatGeek will then send you $20 after you make your first purchase. Be sure to download SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LOEAGLES today. The season is coming along, so that's one way that you can get your tickets. But just getting back to this offensive line, looking at Matt Tobin and Andrew Gardner, these are some of the options at left tackle. You saw what happened with these guys. I mean, Chase Daniel as well as Carson Wentz, they both were running for their life back there. There was no time to get things going. It was really hard to get the ball to the receivers, even when they were able to create the separation that was needed. It was a tough situation against the Buccaneers, and you had guys just getting in the backfield in a hurry, and a lot of that pressure was coming from the left side, which you can't have because that's your quarterback's blind side, and you can't have that. So Tobin and Gardner, this team really has to just pray that Jason Peters doesn't get hurt. That's really the bottom line. They have to pray that he doesn't get hurt. And I thought something was interesting that I saw today. You had Dylan Gordon, the former tight end with LSU. He was actually taking some snaps from the fullback position, and they were using like a jumbo package. And, man, when you get something that big running towards the line of scrimmage and having a collision with a linebacker, you know, a DB is not even going to bother with that, but a linebacker will at least try to take it on. And man, that's going to give a lot of collisions, and that's going to give them some room to run the football inside when they want to do that. So I thought that was interesting with Dylan Gordon. You're looking at some of the other guys in Darryl Green. I mean, he's a guy that was a priority undrafted free agent they signed, but I don't think that he's going to make the roster. Barrett Jones was once a outstanding prospect as a center coming out of Alabama. I don't think he's going to make it. Bruce Johnson either. So right now what I'm looking at as far as the depth and what they have on the roster. And by the way, folks, I have a 53-man roster projection on the EaglesWire.usatoday.com. Be sure to check that out. And while I mention it, subscribe to this podcast. I mean, the Locked On Eagles Network on Audio Boom. Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends, you know, all your Eagles friends, to tell them to subscribe too. And I love to talk shop, so I want to get your feedback, and I want to have some of the topic ideas that you want me to talk about. But again, getting back to this offensive line, you're looking at, I have them carrying obviously the starters, but at left tackle, what I'm looking at is they would carry Jason Peters and Matt Tobin. At guard, you're looking at a total of four guards in Barber, Seumalo, Wisniewski, and Brooks. And remember, Barber gives you that flexibility to play tackle as well. Also, at tackle, I'm looking at, obviously, Lane Johnson. I have him keeping Dennis Kelly. It's amazing how he's been able to stick around, but I have him keeping Dennis Kelly and of course, Big V. So that's pretty much the roster. We'll see what happens, though. I mean, anything can change. There's still three games left, and that's one thing about the offensive line. You can't see it as much when they're not in pads and when they're not going full tilt. So these games, that's going to really be an opportunity for these guys to make their mark and to earn their roster spots. So looking forward to seeing the game on Thursday. And today the Eagles are going to have another practice. It's the start of game week, the away game going up to Pittsburgh. We'll definitely bring you some updates from there. And again, be sure to follow the work at @TDavenport_NFL. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Show has been brought to you by SeatGeek. Make sure that you download that app and use the promo code LOEAGLES. Save that $20. You get that $20 rebate off your first purchase. So be sure to hook that up. Definitely check out the work on the EaglesWire.usatoday.com. I'm Teron Davenport, signing off.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.